We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4 to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
I like doing something different. How's everyone doing? I hope you're doing well today. And Johnny, you?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing awesome. Trying to decide what I'm going to be for Halloween. What are you going as?
Probably a fisherman. And because that's because I've got my little girl as a lobster.
Nice. So you're going to carry around, you're going to carry around in a big bucket, like a boil bucket to boil her in, or a big trap?
Sarah's going to be a fisherman, a fisherwoman, and she's going to be in slicks. I'm going to be in slicks. And then we're trying to convince Xander to be a shark. And it's really cute. I've seen it done once on a show, and this mother came out with this baby in a little lobster outfit. I mean, it's just to die for. It was so cute. So
nice. I just know I have to go with something. I don't even know if I have a kid to take around, but you know, in the neighborhood I was in last year, all the parents got Jello shots. So I'm like, you know, you walk around the neighborhood in a costume, you get drunk. Here you go.
See, that's the way it should be. Really?
Yeah. My kids don't even dress up anymore, but I'm going.
Really?
Oh.
Man, it's a neighborhood. I guess he is too old. Yeah. It's too bad.
He's a sophomore in high school. He's beyond that stuff.
If
he's a little bit older, I'd take him around and have Jello shots with me, but not quite.
Yeah, it's kind of like that middle zone between winter and summer. It's just kind of sloshy, yeah. Nasty. It's just not fun. Yeah. Well, hello everyone. Just wasted a little more of your time. I'm sure you're thanking us. Let's jump right into this.
Listening to yet.
What?
In case you don't know who we are.
That's true. I haven't. Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Karka, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. See? I did it. There you go.
Jeez. Yeah. All right.
I do. I do.
Remind me to give you an extra Jello shot next time.
Well, you know, we got something cool to share with everyone today. Unless you've been on top of things, which you very well may have been, there was an interview recently with an ex-member of Matt Cutts' search quality team. To my knowledge, this is the first time this has happened.
I don't remember it ever happened either. No, it's the first time anybody from the team has come out and spoken publicly about what they did and how they did it.
Yeah, ex member. We're just talking outside the show here, wondering if he got a not so polite phone call after that from a lawyer.
It's like, I wonder what kind of non-disclosure agreements they have to sign before going or before leaving. And I know with the military, was in Force Intelligence, I had to sign paperwork saying I'm not going to talk about anything I knew and or saw or did the entire time I was in the service for like 75 years. I can imagine Google doing the same thing in some cases.
75 years? Crazy. I thought it was 25 years, the freedom of information, or where was it 25? Yeah.
For me, I had a security clearance that to know the name of a security clearance, you had to have a top secret clearance.
All right, then. So, what the hell are you doing on this show? Okay.
Chillaxing.
Well, let's get right into this here. So the guy's name was Andre Weir. I'm assuming I'm saying that right. Andre Weir. Yeah. And he is an ex-employee. And he didn't like give away entire algorithm crazy like that, of course. He did give some relatively good tips that, of course, you should take with a grain of salt because, well, we don't know. But we don't know whether or not he's telling us the truth or not. But some of them really do.
And it should really point out at the end that he did this interview strictly to promote a new product that he's launching. So he's trying to get publicity for some – it's almost like a data diving, link checking algorithm. It's some – product that he's trying to launch, and that's why he did this interview. So take it with a bit of a grain of salt.
Yeah. Well, and the product is and how to determine link networks by who is information, essentially, except he's looking at all the different metrics of who owns what to try and find the networks and uncover them. So that's interesting. I'm personally quite interested from a competitor analysis point of view. I think it'll be interesting to try. But so he says here, one of the questions was, what are your thoughts on the recent algo updates, Penguin and Panda? Are there more on the way? He says, at this stage, Webmaster is out of his mind to still rely on techniques that were common practice 8 months ago.
Eight months ago, because we talk about this when we're talking about Penguin. We say things that were working a couple years ago. He's saying 8 months ago is too long. So that's an interesting distinction for me.
Yeah. And you know what? This day is, I think of that as years. The way things have been going, that's 8 months is a long time.
Yeah, very true.
It's been a shocking year. Okay.
I love his comment about paid links, too. You want to read that one?
Why don't you take it? I can't see it.
So basically, he said purchasing links was always risky. Today, it's not a question if you get caught, it's merely a question when you're going to get caught for paid links. So he's indicating that their sophistication is way above what it was. So 8 months ago, so I think that's very interesting.
Well, and the one thing I don't recall, I don't think we talked about the disavow tool in the last show, did we?
No, I don't think it had launched yet.
It was just
launching.
Well, then we'll let's sort of in drop this in here. I think we talked about it many times in the show that Google had to get their ass in gear and bring out some way for people to disavow links that they can't control. Because frankly, there are a lot of people out there that scrape your site. There's all this. I've got so many bloody sites that have scraped Stepforth. I'm scared that Google's just going to decide that it should be dropped. It's because it's obscene because all the different articles I've done over the years.
Well, you need to get some quality content on there. That's all.
You and your top secret crap. Okay.
all those old Hedger articles, you know.
I'm not going to go there. Jim Hedger was one of my ex-employees. In fact, he is one of the hosts of Webcology on Webmaster Radio. So check it out sometime.
Jim's pretty awesome. I tease.
Yes. The next part was, he says, not only this, but take PR, for example. Getting a link from a high PR page used to always be valuable. Today, it's more the relevance of the site's theme in regards to yours. Relevance is the new PR.
Which is really interesting. And I've said for a long time, if I had a site about ice cream truck song lyrics, right, and that was what my website was all about, I would much rather have a link from a PR2 site that's about ice cream truck manufacturing than a link from WebMD at PR8, because it's so much more relevant. And it's just, to me, this just backs up what I've been saying for years.
Yeah, yeah. And I totally did a brain fart there and switched gears before I did actually explain what the Lincoln Disavow tool was. So the disavow. So the idea is that you need to be able to disavow stuff you can't control. Google has finally brought it out. It is Matt Cutts put out a video. It was pretty funny. He didn't mean it to be funny, of course, but it is so paranoid. It's like, but don't use this if you don't need to.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many times you said that. I mean,
Resort only.
Yes. And did you hear that? Last resort only. It's pretty funny. But it's good. I mean, it's really good because there are certain places you simply can't control. Now, in this case, he says it's merely a question of when you'll get caught when you're buying links. Well, there you go. At least you've got some way out if you can't control it. What's next here?
So there was another question. The interview asked him, what are common trends you looked for to determine a spammy site? And he gave a pretty short answer on this one. He talked about on-page signals like keyword stuffing and hiding things under, you know, CSS or, you know, old school techniques like same color, same background for text.
No, it does. Yeah.
He says, Google, he said, Google does not judge the nature of your content, only its authenticity. So any type of scraped, synchronized, or obviously poorly written text would be a clear spam signal. The third would be the backlink profile. So, I mean, things we've known for a long time, he's just pretty much saying, yep, you're right, that's the stuff that we look at. So, the word I mispronounced there was not synchronized, I hate this word.
Synonymized.
It sounds like this. Synonymized. Do, 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 do. Synonymized. Do, 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 do.
Good God. Jello shots already, huh?
No, I went straight for the hard stuff.
He says, what are common trends you looked for to determine a spammy link profile? That was the question. He says, a very important one is, first of all, how many links are there in total? But also, what is the quality of the pages they came from? None of this is earth-shattering, but, you know, we're getting through a few of these. Do the pages look real, or are they just there to host the links? What anchors are used? And this is what I really liked. This is something worth reading, because we actually learned something here, or at least some people do. The commercial versus non-commercial ratio of the anchors. I found that fascinating that well, frankly, I'm always finding it fascinating when Google actually does something that's logical. So,
yeah,
that's logical. You know, they're looking at what words you're using in your anchor text, and we know that, but they're looking at whether or not it's commercial or non-commercial. Just that one little facet makes sense.
Yeah. And I think one other thing he mentioned in that answer to that question, specifically talking about black hats, he says, in reality, it's very easy to recognize a black hat profile. All you have to do is imagine what anchors would have been used if the linking happened in a completely natural setting and compare it to what's going on in reality. And it makes perfect sense. And this answer, really, to me, is talking about, it sounds like they do a lot more human review than we might think they do when it comes to profile analysis. Because everything he says here, he's talking about looking at this and looking at that. Do the pages look real, or are they just there to host links? Comparing black hat to what goes on in reality, that's human functions. I'm sure they can put some of that behind algorithms, but I think they're doing a lot more human review than we think they are. So I bet there's a lot more things being flagged for review that get reviewed than may have happened in the past, at least today.
Mm-hmm. Just my opinion. Well, you know what? Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll delve more into this and get to a few questions, hopefully.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Rise, links, and web indexes. Take a bow to the largest link map in the world. Majestic SEO. Majestic SEO wields its virtual sword with speed and accuracy. to deliver detailed reports of your company's link data and that of your competition. Let Majestic SEO make you your own king of internet marketers and join the crusade of clients and agencies that have chosen the noble choice for link intelligence. MajesticSEO.com. Maximize ROI to use your time and let Majestic wield its mighty sword. MajesticSEO.com. It's good to be king.
Building better search engine rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple.
All you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking,
you should be using Authority Labs.
Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords,
what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
WebmasterRadio.fm. Welcome to the place your competitors get their edge. Jump on it. We're here for you 24/7.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and today, John Karchuk.
Yeah, I'm here too. Yeah.
You got to mess with it a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get right into this here. Where's my darn... See, I was posting questions on here and I lost my track. So you take the next one here while I catch up.
Question number six from this guy was, from your time in, he asked from your time at Google, what are three on-page tactics that you recommend? And I'm a little bit hesitant to recommend these same things that he recommends. It's almost like he was pulling stuff out of his, stuff out of his ass that he thought people would want to hear. Because he's obviously not up with the times a little bit. So his first recommendation was choose your domain name wisely. Having a good URL can give you a head start in the race. Well, yeah, we all know about, keyword domains and the advantage they can get. We also know that there was a recent algorithm update that took away a little bit of that advantage. It wasn't as impactful as people thought it might be, but still.
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck. And investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4 to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
I've always been, your domain should be related to your business. If you're picking domains based on keyword strategies, you're probably doing something wrong. If your business happens to be named something that's a nice keyword phrase, awesome.
But socialmediatips.com.
There you go. But if you're just picking out, best apartment pricing, unless that's your business name, that's obviously a keyword targeted domain that's going to get some. If it's not already getting hit, it will get hit at some point from an algorithmic standpoint. What was the next thing you talked about? Oh, basic elements like titles, descriptions, and H1s. Titles, I totally agree. Descriptions, yes, it's important, but not as important as the content on your page. And H1s are so out of date that it's just kind of like you know, why even mention them anymore? I mean, I think even SEOmoz did an in-depth study on the impact of an H1 tag on a page, and it showed that it had zero impact on rankings for a page. So there's a lot of, to me, there's a lot of questionable things he's saying here. The last thing, though, is kind of interesting, and I probably would agree with this, is don't put more than two commercial keywords in your titles. And I agree with that completely from a targeting standpoint. You don't want to dilute your page. You want to have it focused on one main topic. So that's really good advice there.
And the obvious thing, too, which we all know from the Penguin, which is you can now overdo optimization. So don't over-optimize your pages. So really, if you're keeping up in the times, he didn't say anything here that was out of the ordinary. What it was good to see, in quote-unquote, so don't put more than two keywords, commercial keywords, in your titles, or Google will frown upon it. You know, you don't usually hear anyone say anything that direct. So that was interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And of course, you know, always he mentions focus on quality content. Well, that's a given these days. If you're not doing that, you're already behind the curve.
Mm-hmm. Now, he says, the question was, what are three offsite link building tactics that you would recommend? Pardon me. He says, anything that you can do automatically or at scale puts your website at risk. Thank God he said that.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he says, think of it more like relationship management. He says, if your website's about cheese production, reach out to the people in the milk industry. Like I mentioned before, relevance is the new PR. He said, second, don't dismiss directories completely. I've heard people talking about directories being all bad and advise people to avoid them. This is not the case. Good quality moderated directories or niche directories are still worth looking into. And I would agree with that. I don't think that you should completely ignore them, but I wouldn't put a lot of emphasis on them.
Yeah, don't make them your primary focus.
No. There's no harm whatsoever in building a few from really ones that are just logical, great vertical directories.
Especially if you can find local directories, because local is becoming such a large influence on search in general that if you find local quality directories, those are good ones to get in to give your site local relevance.
Yeah, and something we preached a ton before says getting three links from authentic pages will do much more than 1,000 links from sites that are crap. So do the time and you'll get the benefit.
If anybody's still using those services that say, we'll submit you to 2,365 directories and 78,716 blogs, and we'll submit you to 46 different search engines, please stop. That does not do anything for you. Nothing.
46, that's a low-quality one. Usually it's 46,000 search engines.
Yeah, that's true. They're getting a little better. I actually did a test on one of these. So we had when I was working in my last agency, we did a test. We took a site, and they promised to deliver us listings in overtime. Basically, you build out like seven or eight different descriptions, seven or eight different titles for this one site, right? And they would submit you to, I think it was like 6,000 directories, but they do it over time. You could tell them, I only want to do 25 a week, you know, spread out over time, or I want to do 100 a week. We did a very conservative, you know, distribution of these things. We actually paid them. It wasn't much. It was like $20 a month or $30 a month to test it. After 6 months, we went back and we looked at all the sites that were submitted. We did a site colon search. We went into Google Webmaster Tools to say, these are all the links we know about. Not a single directory that we had paid to be listed in, which was listed in Google's list of links that they knew about. Not one. It was a total waste of money.
Oh, God. And you actually did get links, though.
And we did get links. They submitted us. We had listings. We did not have a single one of those show up in the list of Google links through Webmaster Tools, where they showed you the big list of these are all the links we know about.
So this next one, I think you highlighted, and it's it's good. It's good that people hear this.
Yeah. Basically, you know, he says, you know, the question was, are there any other secrets or tips you can give an SEO from a search quality member? And he's like, this is hard. But he basically said, there are many secrets in the Google sauce. And I'm aware this might disappoint you, but what I tend to tell people is the following. If you want to please Google with your SEO, then forget about SEO. And what he's trying to say basically is they want you to create a site that's not intended to manipulate the algorithm, but intended to provide good quality content for your audience. And Google wants that good quality content more than anything. And if you do that, you create the quality content, you create, you know, enough of it on a regular ongoing basis that it will be seen, and Google will find it as, you know, helpful and quality. Then you get better rankings because you're not focusing on how do I trick Google. You're focusing on how do I give my users good quality information.
Exactly. So let's take a quick break, and we'll tie this up with the. We are going to jump right to some questions we have here that we better catch up on.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
Hearing about.
Do we need to call an exterminator?
No, sir. Moby Mantis is our new SMS marketing tool.
SM what?
SMS. Text messaging. Moby Mantis lets us communicate directly with our customers in real time. We can send promos, coupons. It even lets our customers market for us by sharing offers to friends online. It's been great for business.
Sounds expensive.
Actually, I sign us up for an extended free trial. It hasn't cost us a dime.
Good work, Johnson. I guess the only thing we'll be exterminating is the competition.
To get your free extended trial of Moby Mantis, text RADIO to 21691. That's RADIO to 21691 for Moby Mantis.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use CertifiedKnowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Looking for a white-label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Bring in unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Start your search engine and send your servers into overdrive. It's WebmasterRadio.fm steering you into the winner's circle.
WebmasterRadio.fm. We're everywhere.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm, hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Before the break, we were discussing an interview that was done with Andre Maher, one of the previous Google search quality engineers. And we're just tying that up. Actually, let's just jump into some questions. Frankly, there wasn't anything of note left. We did that. We do have a couple questions from listeners that I think would be good to get to. One of them is from Greg Took. It says, how can I determine whether my site ranking drop is due to an algorithm change versus a manual penalty? Well, my first thought would be whether or not you got a notice from Google. Actually, it was part of the news we were going to mention today. Google now reports practically, because it's a quote from Matt Cutts, practically 100% of manual actions.
So the report is in Webmaster Tools here, so you have to be set up on Webmaster Tools.
And you don't necessarily receive the email. If you don't check the account that's associated with your Google Webmaster Tools, you better go and check your actual tool set and see if there's any messages. If you didn't get one, the chances of it being manual are quite small.
Yeah, and I would definitely recommend in Webmaster Tools, you can set up a forwarding for those emails that come in or those messages. You can send it to email addresses. Set yourself an email address. It's googlealerts.me. There's something that nothing else ever goes to, so that you know when you get an email to this address, it's from Google. It's going to be significant because they're sending it from your Webmaster Tools account. You know, find a way to make it stand out so you see it when it comes in and it doesn't get buried in all your other daily emails.
Right. So that helps, great. Another thing is, if it's algorithmic, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be something permanent. Manual is a little tougher, right? But there are instances too where it is kind of sticky. I've noticed a few algorithm changes that have penalized sort of troubled new clients that have come to me who need help.
And there's a couple. There's a couple called Penguin and Panda that are algorithmic that you might think about that have caused some major problems for people.
Exactly. Well, you know, most. What is it? Was it 68% was what Search Engine Roundtable said, and this is scary as all hell to many business owners, not understandably, of people that were polled said they didn't get out of their Penguin penalty. They couldn't get out of it. Yep. And those situations, Matt Cutts is quoted as saying, might as well start over.
Yeah, but that was prior to the new tool, the new link tool. So maybe yes. Now they have a better chance, at least an additional chance to get pulled out of there if they use that correctly.
Now, isn't that just a wonderful idea, though, for Google? Because as soon as people start disavowing links that they know they bought or that are hurting them, then Google all of a sudden gets this wonderful database. And anyone who's on there who hasn't disavowed it, they may not even noted these ones before. They're adding to their war chest.
Yeah, they get some definitely actionable data for sure.
So it's almost like they're incentivizing snitching. I know that's not true in a purest sense, but because people have to do what they have to do to get back in rankings. But in a way, they've turned everything on its head. Mm-hmm. The people who are hurting are now begging Google. And before that, they were thumbing their nose at them. Pretty impressive.
Yep.
The next question is from Craig McKeachy. He says, in general, if you're not a professional SEO and just doing some of your own work on your own small sites, are there inexpensive tools to check backlinks and to help with link building that aren't, to help with link building? Now, he was noting that because we previously mentioned Raven tools and link research tools and all these ones, and they're quite expensive. Now, Majestic SEO is one he said he was surprised we didn't note. I was just frankly just an oversight. It's one we normally do note.
Majestic is good.
Yeah, personally, I like Ahrefs more, just because it's got a larger set of intel. Like it's got SEMrush type technology built into it as well, which is what rankings particular sites already have. It's all in one, which is kind of nice for. Almost, it's a little more money though. it's a good platform. So other than Majestic SEO, I don't know, what would you use? I haven't done this in so long.
You've got Open Site Explorer. I mean, you can use that on a limited basis for free. And Majestic, those are the two that I use. The one thing I'd like to say though, is if you're not a professional SEO and you're just doing your own work on some small sites, if you're focusing, I don't know from your question, but please don't focus a majority of your time on links. Focus a majority of your time on building good quality content and getting that content shared and seeded through social media. I think in the long run, generating habits, I mean, you're going to want to build a few links here and there, but that's going to provide much more value for you long term than, trying to build links, and because those links will be seen as artificial over time because you're building them. And so try to keep your link profile as natural and as possible. The best way to do that is to focus on other aspects of SEO and let your link profile build naturally. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion.
Great point. And you know what? That's a great way to tie up the show. On behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and John Karka, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to send them to our Facebook page at facebook.com/SEO101podcast, or if you'd like, you can contact me by email, ross@stepforth.com. Have a great week, everyone, and tune into future episodes, which air at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, every Monday on webmasterradio.fm.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4 to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.